Welcome, have you missed us? Happy New Year to you all. I hope you've had a good one. You are listening to the Monday Night Folk and Blues Show with the Codfather, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio. I do have Dr. Innes in the studio with me, and he has brought an hour of the best old, new, borrowed folk and blues music, covering old school roots to modern day. Feel free to get in touch. You can tweet us at the Codfather17 and Smile Radio 3. Instagram is at the Codfather DJ, or pop onto the website www.thecodfatherdj.com. I've got an absolute beaut to kick off the show with. It's Queen of the Blues, Coco Taylor. She is a Grammy Blues Award winner, and she was spotted by Wild Willie Dixon in 1962, and her career took off. And she's influenced many along the way, including Janis Joplin. This is Voodoo Woman.
Woman, and I know the reason why. They call me the voodoo woman, and I know the reason why. Lord, if I raise my hand, you know the sky. On my shoulder, you looking dead at you. I got dust from a rattlesnake. I got a black spider bone. If that don't do it, baby, you better leave it all alone. They call me the voodoo woman, and I know the reason why. Black spider bone. If they don't do it, baby, you better leave it all alone. They call me the voodoo woman, and I know the reason why. But if I raise my hand, you know the sky begins.
So there you go, that was the Quaker City Nighthawks with their brand of rock and roll, bred from Texas, boogie, Memphis soul and heavy blues. That was Tell It Like It Is. And it's from their Texas Heavy album, which was released back in 2014. So Dr. Haynes is with us in the studio.
Hello, happy new year to all.
You had a Christmas?
I've had a grand Christmas, yeah, nice and relaxing, chilled.
Enjoyed our break.
Well, I think it was quite funny. I think we took one day off and we started messaging each other saying, oh, we could have this on playlist, or we can do this, can do that. And it's funny, we've both been looking at music and it was like, we didn't have a break. You can't have a break from music, can you?
No. We didn't, did we? So we went out.
We did venture out on the 30th, your
pre-birthday drinks. Yes, my birthday's New Year's Eve, and it always gets rather busy, so we went out the night before, didn't we?
We did. Well, we got into the Blues Bar at Harrogate, which, if you've not checked out, is just down the hill from Betty's Tea Room, and they've got some really exciting stuff. We managed to catch the Monday...
It was a jam night, wasn't it?
It was a jam night, yeah.
So, a lot of local musicians all playing... Getting up and doing the bit.
Well, I'm not.
It's a bit like a karaoke, but for talented people.
Very talented people. I mean, to say the least. I've paid a lot of money to see a lot worse. These guys, they played everything from Doors to AC/DC to everything.
There was a bit of everything.
A beatbox.
Oh, yeah. He just got up and he just started giving it welly, didn't he? But he was there. Yeah. It was really good. So, Blues Bar, Harrogate, like I say, next to Betty's Tea Room. So, they have a Monday night jam session, starts at 9:30.
Yeah, take something down there, a guitar, take your vocals, whatever. There's always a nice warm welcome. Cheap enough beer, lovely venue.
Yeah, it's a cracking venue. Wednesday night, we've got Paul Middleton Angst Band. I think we've played them on. Have we played some of their stuff?
No, we've not played. We've been to see him. We went to see him in Grove in Leeds. If you've not seen Paul Milton, the Angst Band.
Check him out.
The aggression and the passion the guy's got through his music is unbelievable. Well worth it.
And we're always an advocate for keeping music live, aren't we? And yep. You know, use these venues or lose them, as we say. Thursday we've got Gypsy Bill with the Resonators. That's at 9 p.m. again at the Blues Bar in Harrogate.
Yeah, that's his band, isn't it? So he's got his wife there on double bass.
Memphis Dell.
And drummer, and then obviously Bill on whatever guitar he brings about.
Yeah, just bought a new one apparently. And then Saturday there's the Jed Thomas Blues Band. You're big fan of Jed, aren't you?
Yeah, I've followed Jed for many, many years. I once saw him at a pub in Leeds playing the American anthem behind his head, you know, playing the guitar.
Yeah, big Jimmy Rory Gallagher fan as well, isn't he? So if you're a fan of Rory Gallagher, Jimmy Hendrix and the blues in general, go check them all out. Blues Bar, Harrogate.
Yeah, they've got a website, it's a weekly thing,
isn't it? They do this, you know, there's always bands and acid, but the jam night is a regular thing, isn't it, every Monday night?
Yep.
So, right, we'll move on. We'll finish waffling. We've got Sean James now, where he's a blues folk singer from Arkansas. He's known for his solo work as well as performing with the band The Shapeshifters. That's his band. A musical preacher whose voice is a force of nature. This is from his 2019 album, The Dark and Light, Curse of Gold. You're listening to the Monday Night Folk and Blues with the Codfather and Dr. Haynes. Mm-hmm.
give me your heart and I'll show you how to feel. Send me your soul and you'll know what it is to be free. We all need a deeper purpose, one that's true and bold. The only thing that could hurt us is the curse of the fool. I once knew a man who had fire in his eyes, bloody right hand. The future held his hope until it chose his fortune as the curse of the fold. Although you may feel like giving up, it's not the silent thunder matches mine. I know this feeling from long ago. I wondered, was it gone? Well, now I know. So when she calls, don't send her my way. When it hurts, you'll know it's the right thing. Michigan's in the rear view now. Keep your hands where I could see you. Took the words right out my mouth when you knew that I would need a home. What am I supposed to do now without you? Without.
So that was the Milk Carton Kids in Michigan. They're a duo formed in 2011. It's Kenneth Pattingale and Joey Ryan. They both had solo careers before joining forces. and they released their second album 4 months after the first one. Their 2013 album, The Ash and Clay, received a Grammy nomination for the best folk album of that year. Really like that. It was quite a chilled vibe, that, I thought.
Very smooth. I think off mic there, we were mentioning about these tracks just getting into your brain and painting pictures and stuff like that. We mentioned stuff before. It becomes more than just a song, just a bit of noise in the background. It's absolutely, it's something you can live and almost touch, isn't it, really?
Oh, God, yeah. But you've had some nice little comments, people messaging in saying, like, now asking when it's coming back, and they're now listening to bands and artists they didn't. So, you know, these playlists, these bands, you know, go and listen to them. You know, yeah, there's some great stuff out there.
I mean, we just see ourselves as a starting point, don't we? We're like, this is what we're listening to. Yeah. Go check them out. And like, it's like Darren said there, speaking to somebody who, some of the music we've been playing now are now their favourite bands, and they can't get enough of them. And that for us is just a massive buzz.
Yeah, it makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally.
So anyway, we'll get on. Mrs. Sippy John Hurt. The unique qualities of this guy. Music is sort of it's left a valuable legacy. It's effortless, delicate. He plays a lovely mellowing, you know, with an informal delivery. Gives it a special flavour to the blues, I think. It's a legacy taken up by singer-songwriters down the years, illustrated best by the work of a young Bob Dylan, I would say.
Ooh.
You know, well, I mean, I know you're a big, big, big fan of Dylan. This is Since I've Laid My Burden Down. The Codfather playing the best folk and blues every Monday night, 8 till 9, Smile Radio.
I come in there, I looked in my living room, it was all nasty. Went on in the middle room, in the bedroom, it was nasty. Went on down in the kitchen, all it was dirty. I turned around to my old lady, I said, hey, listen, what you going to do here? She said, not no more than I done done. I said, well, listen, this is your last time you staying here with me. So you get your clothes and leave. I mean right now, and I mean. I told you, you could go. Oh, don't come back to Sam no more. Woman, it's your last time sharing it in the bed with me. Says I told you to your face, I had another good girl to shake me in your place. Baby, it's your last time sharing it in the bed with me. Oh, you shake it, you can break it. Hang on the wall. Throw it out to one to run round and grab it just before it falls. Shake it, you can break it. Hang it up on the line. I don't want your love, cause it sure ain't on a mind. I told you in the spring, when the birds all begin to sing, woman, it's your last time sharing it in the bed with me. Kicked on my kibble, off the bed on the floor. You better be glad, Sandfoot, you ain't gonna get to kick it no more. Now you wear your mini skirts way above your knees. Now you can shake your jelly with the other man you please. I told you, you could go. And don't come back to Sam no more. Woman, it's your last time shaking it, I mean twisting, doing that monkey dog and that slop in the bed with me. Oh, go, baby.
So there you go, back to back old school blues there, just telling it like it is. That was Sam Chapman and The Last Time. Right, moving on. I played these on last Friday's jukebox, Black Pistol Fire, high octane rock blues duo from Austin, Texas, who take inspiration from greats such as Chuck Berry, Led Zeppelin, and Nirvana. So there's a mixed bag there. They do play with intensity and grit, and they do produce massive wall of sound. Bad Blood on the Monday night, Folk and Blues with the Codfather and Dr. Hearns.
My, my, honey, look what you have done. Take back what you said, I'm a rebel change. Down in the river to drown my fear, I took two steps in, then I taste the pavement. I know, you know, she said, don't let me catch you coming back my way. I know, you know, she said, bad, bad blood swimming through my veins, hey. Catch you coming back my way. Hey! I know, you know, she said, bad, bad blood swimming through my veins. Hey, hey, bad, bad blood swimming through my veins. Hey, hey, bad little love swimming through my veins. Sky's painted up in a bloodshot red. Shots are ringing out from a moonshot dead. Dead echo bouncing on the ocean floor. When the water
coming back my way. I know, you know, she said, there be blood swimming through my
still, pray for me.
So there you go, that was Hard Road by Ohio Garage Blues Kingpins, the Black Keys. They got the name actually from an artist friend who called them Black Keys. It was his nickname for people he thought were a little bit left of centre from the gnome. And talking of that, that brings me nicely into Dr. Ainsley, who told me he's got a rather nice story about the Black Keys.
Well, after that compliment, I don't know about that. So yeah, Black Keys. Been a long-term fan of these guys, and a friend back in Leeds that alerted me to these guys. Oh, we need to go see these guys. I've seen a clip of them, and we're talking maybe 20 years ago here. Easy. He says we need to go see these, and we're
still old then.
Yeah, the underground in Leeds is no longer exists now, which is a great musical venue. But I managed to see these guys way back then, and I must have been about 20 foot away from them, and they were just the two of them then, before they kind of put everything else to them. And the noise and the sound that they kicked out there was like, wow, why do you need anything else? A duo does it all, but they were fantastic. I've since seen them in the larger format, you know, the full band, and didn't do it as much for me. It wasn't as intimate, obviously, but I didn't like the big sound. I like this, you know, stripped back.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Stripped back bluesy. It's good stuff. Bluesy thing.
Big fan. Right, we shall move on. We've got B.B. King. That's a blues legend. Apparently, as a child, his mother forbid him to sing the blues. She called it the devil's music. But her cousin was actually the renowned bluesman, Booker White. King's favourite singer was Frank Sinatra. Apparently in 1958 his tour bus was actually destroyed after colliding with a butane truck, and the insurance company was suspended 2 days prior, leaving BB with a financial responsibility and $1 million plus debt that took him years to pay off.
Wow,
and apparently I think just after that, I think there was something I was reading, he actually worked every day for a year. He was either playing live or recording albums. Wow. So there you go, this is The Thriller's Gone. This is Monday Night Folk and Blues with Dr. Ernst and the Codfather.
Although I'll still live on, but so I cannot say, but I know you will. But you can't lie to me with all these books that you sell. I'm not trying to follow you to the end of the world. I'm just trying to leave something behind. Words have come from many mouths, oh, but I can't help thinking that I've heard the wrong crowd. When all the water is gone, my job will be too. And I'm just trying to leave something behind. Oh, money is free, but love costs more than our bread. In the ceiling it's hard to reach. Oh, the future ahead is broken and red. And I'm trying to leave something behind. This whole world is a foreign land. We swallow the moon, but we don't know our own hand. We're running with the case, oh, but we ain't got the gold. And we're trying to leave something behind. Oh, my friends, I believe we are at the wrong fire. And I cannot read what I did not write. I've been to his house, oh, but the master is gone. But I'd like to leave something behind. Oh, there is a beast who's taking my brain. You can put me to bed, but you can't feel my pain. When the machine has taken the soul from the man, it's time to leave something behind. Our money is free, but love costs more than our bread. In the ceiling it's hard to reach. All the future ahead is already dead. And I'm trying to leave something. I got this feeling that I'm still at the shore. Them pockets don't know what it means to be poor. I can get through the wall if you give me a door. So I can leave something behind. Oh, wisdom is lost in the trees somewhere. Oh, you're not gonna find it in some mental gray hair. It's locked up from those who hurry ahead. And it's time to leave something behind. Oh, money is free, but love costs more than our bread. In the ceiling it's hard to reach. When my son is a man, he will know what I meant. I was just trying to leave something behind. I was just trying to leave something behind.
To Leave Something Behind, that was alternative folk singer Sean Rowe. That was the title track off his 2013 album. So there you go. Cracking tune, I've just been talking. What a voice.
Yeah, I beg you to go check his other stuff out. when you first listen to him, you think of it, you know, if you, back in vinyl days, you were thinking if you've got it on right speed, it were like meant to be on 45, but you were playing it on 33. It sounds a little bit slower and a little bit, you know.
It's very
monotone almost, but it's one of those. The more you listen to it, he's got some gravel, he's got depth, he's got, you know, emotion in his voice. It's some beautiful songs he's done. Yeah, really, it's one of my favourite ones of last year that we found, definitely.
Yeah, so it's one to keep an eye on. I'm no doubt we'll be playing some more of his stuff. Right, if you are an original band or artist, you want to send us a tune, because we're always looking to promote.
Yeah, local.
Local, yeah. You know.
Unsigned stuff, yeah.
Unsigned stuff, you know. Send us a tune, MP3 format, email to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. Just put blues or alternative, so you know we can fit in the right genre, because we do the alternative jukebox on a Friday as well. So.
Which we've got, if you want to go check out our previous episodes or podcasts, you can check that out at the codfatherdj.podbean.com, can't you?
You can, and we need that because we want to get up to a professional level. Is it, is it scholar we're aiming for now?
Yeah, we're on professional level of podcasters. So can't believe it.
We need another 80 hours or something. So tell all your friends, get downloading and let's get that.
Get subscribing.
Get subscribing, tell your friends, spread the word. Right, got some old school blues now. Sam Lightning Hopkins, a master of the blues guitar. He was aged just 8 years old when he performed with Blind Lemon Jefferson. They have great names, don't they?
Awesome.
At a country picnic, Lightning's guitar work and songwriting talents tell of his life in the blues. Have you ever loved a woman? The Codfathers at Monday Night Folk and Blues.
Have you ever loved a woman? Man, better than you did yourself. Have you ever loved a woman? Oh, man, better than you did yourself. Have you ever tried to give them a good home? Same time she act a fool and left. That's what happened to me. You pretty baby, little good and got every man in town. Please don't think cause you're good looking, yeah, woman, and you got every man in town. Yeah, you know you ain't doing nothing. Yeah, but tan your reputation down. But that's your business. Have mercy. You know I don't want you. Little girl, if you don't want for me. want you. Little girl, if you don't want to pull me, better quit your putting on and let poor lightning know. Go ahead on and let me be. Yes, yeah, one more time, boy, drop down. Lightning be.
Late night was your intention. Got a Bible to swear on. Well, not satisfied. Oh, temptation. Hold on. Listen, I'm a keeper, baby.
Favourite of mine and the Doctor's, that was Rain Wolf and Keeper. It's actually from his latest album, Hear Me Out, which was released March 2019. Yes, that was last year. God, 2019, 2020, my God. An album I shall purchase very soon. What do you make of that? We do like a bit of Rain Wolf, don't we?
Oh God, yeah. It's another one urge you to go check out. That was quite a mellow one, but this guy can absolutely strum a guitar, can't he?
Yeah, he plays percussion, mouth organ, yeah, shreds a fretboard and plays a cymbal or something.
Makes a cup of tea with his other hand on it.
It's like a musical goblin's tea's made for the older generation. Sure. So, good stuff. Go check him out. Right, we've got Des Rocks coming up next. I don't know where the hell you found this one for, but it is a cracking... He's a man of a noble mission, bringing rock and roll to the people, is the tagline on his Twitter account, actually. So bringing rock and roll to the people. Des has been turning heads with his live performances and recently got an invite to open for the Rolling Stones. Let Me Live, Let Me Die on the Monday Night Folk and Blues with Dr. Earns and the Codfather. So there you go, that was a bit of Des Rock. Good tune.
Yeah, nice one.
I really enjoyed that. So, well, that's about it for our first Folk and Blues show of the year. Hope you have enjoyed the tunes and the trivia. Big thank you to the COD crew, Susie, and my guest, Dr. Innes, to Smile Radio, for putting us on air. You can catch this on all previous shows. I said before, on demand at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. Please go subscribe, you get all the notifications when there's new episodes out. I'm back on air on Friday, 9 till 10, with the Alternative Jukebox, so please join us for that. I've been the Codfather, he has been Dr. Haynes. You've been listening to the Monday Night Folk and Blues Show, a Doc H production in association with Smile Radio. We are going to end the show with Susan Tedeschi. This is Soul of a Man. We will catch you next time. Bye for now.
Something too deep for anyone else to see. And all I want to know why love is so, but I'm afraid. Oh, I'm afraid that they just what I'm not the same. And I said, I know it's wasting in vain. And there's something I can't reveal that I so deeply feel. Oh, it must be, oh, it's got to be the soul of a man. Cried till I just can't cry no more. I know the man don't love me, but he won't let me go. He controls my heart, my mind and my soul. Takes my helpless heart.